You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Margo and Nina, and this is your message from home.
A podcast about music, pop culture, and other eating.
Hope you enjoy.
Bye.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the very first episode of Message from Home podcast. I'm Nina.
I'm Margot.
And today we're in rainy Kelvin Grove Park.
In front of the fountain.
Yes. There's a couple of squirrels, lots of birds, lots of cute dogs.
I showed Nina my trick of getting squirrels to go up to you, you wave your arms.
It was a very Snow White-esque.
So what's going on? It's the bandstand, isn't it?
Don't be loud, please. We're trying to work.
I think, who's playing tonight?
I don't know.
I think it's Squeeze. I don't know.
Is it really?
I think maybe they played last year. Is he ever... Oh, no. I don't know.
I don't know. It was Gabrielle. I really wanted to go and see Susie Sue, but they sold out very quickly.
They're all sold out this year. Echo and the Bunnymen are playing twice, and it's both fully sold out.
That's crazy.
Tell us, why is it called A Message from Home?
Okay, so we're trying to think of a podcast name. We're trying to think of something that was kind of cool, like, but music-y. Not too, music related, but not a music reference that was super recognizable. We didn't want the podcast to be tied to a specific band or song or anything like that. But Message from Home is a song by Broadcast. I have no affiliation to them, but they are just a very good band. And I just thought the name it's quite sweet.
It is. It's
something nostalgic about it.
Yeah, it's simple as well. It's not too niche.
Not too long, not too recognizable.
Yeah.
And perfect podcast name.
Yeah, and so it started at one of the networking nights.
Courtesy of Psycho Buzz.
And we just...
That was how many months ago?
That was in February. 5 months ago. And it's now near the end of July.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah, totally.
We were speaking to George from Crowded Flat.
And
we were talking about a podcast. And he said, I'm a man. Why do I need to do a podcast? You guys should do it.
Yep.
So now we're here.
Did. And we never really thought of doing a podcast before because... As you can tell, we're both really boring. But,
really monotone.
But, why not?
Let her cook.
I know.
I hate some people say that. But...
Yeah, but we're cooking. We're cooking right now here. Just like those Glasgow uni boys who have the barbecue over there.
As they should. I mean, it's raining, but it's with our little Amazon microphones.
I know. Okay, story time, guys. We thought these were completely broken when we tried them. But turns out... They just don't work on Margot's phone.
Yeah, the Apple are trying to
censor you.
Were you silent or were you silenced? I was silenced by Apple.
Literally,
so
heartbreaking.
So to kick it off, I just wanted to ask Nina about what podcast we're listening to.
I don't have much to say on that though.
On podcasts,
What about you? Well, podcasts. Any podcasts I actually regularly listen to? Probably none. I know nothing about podcasts.
See, if I've watched a film that I really liked, I'll listen to a podcast about it, but
only one episode.
Yeah,
that's kind of why I do as well.
Yeah.
See if there's a musician that I like being interviewed on one, you're talking about the Kathleen Hanna one.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I listened to it on a bus, a very long bus. It was really interesting. So she had her book come out called Rebel Girl a few months ago. I've not actually gotten around to reading it, but she was being interviewed by a woman called Naz Rehahi. She like edited the book for Kathleen Hanna, and then they became friends through that. And they were just chatting to the host, who's Rain Phoenix.
Yep.
Who she runs Launch Left podcast, which is why it was on. Rain Phoenix is River Phoenix's sister. Yeah. So she's also Joaquin Phoenix's sister.
Sister, yeah.
So that's she's crazy. Interviewed. I know, it's mental.
Oh my gosh.
So they're like really like LA, like kind of hippie vibes. Mm-hmm. But I love
her.
Kathleen's she's so
chill. Very. I love her, like her voice.
Yeah,
she's so Valley girl.
Yeah, what did she say when she came to Glasgow? It was like
she's just saying like it's really funny. She's like Glasgow. Like I've never heard.
Hello, Glasgow.
Yeah, obviously like Glasgow. Like see, I've heard that before, uh-huh. But the way she said it was just so like I've truly never heard it said like that before. It was like Glasgow. I have no idea. Like I don't even know, but. Oh my god, that's
the
terrifying.
Music started. That was really scary.
I just wanted to check. Yeah, sorry. Some music. Oh my god.
Maybe they can really hear it. Like... That's
sounds
really
like
creepy.
Pram, if anybody knows the band Pram.
I was gonna say like Elton John or something.
Really?
I wonder who that is though, actually.
I know. We should go over there.
Yeah.
This. But yes, so. She just seemed very, like, she's so American.
Yeah.
It's very, like, Valley Girl. She's like, yeah. So, like, I'm not going to try and do
that. Did you watch her What's in My Bag with Amoeba Records?
Yes.
And she's got, like, Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez. And I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, I know. I just like that she's quite in touch with, like, a lot of modern artists. Like, obviously, she's a modern artist in, like, the grand scheme of music. But, I mean, like... 21st century.
Yeah, she's not like other modern artists who are like ones that are from that time who kind of keep up this thing of like, oh well, it's not like a reference to the 90s, so it's not good enough.
Yeah. Because I think see on her Tease for Togo account, like she's always posting about new artists. Like, do you know who Remy Wolf is?
Yeah.
She just opened for Olivia Rodrigo when she was in Glasgow. Yeah, she was pretty good. I was there.
I was
with
there.
My little sister. But I actually really like Olivia Rodrigo as well, so I don't mean to put her down. Yeah, so she's, like, posting about all of these, like, new artists. Love
that's
that
nice.
For you, Kathleen.
Someone else does that. Like, an older artist. Garbage.
Yeah.
Shirley Manson. She's always
See, Lucia and the Best
up.
Boys open for them. I saw them... at St. Luke's in like 2022, like right at the start of the year, and they were just amazing.
Yeah,
like I really think they're really cool.
I've never seen them live, but they're very, very cool. But I worked in Lush over Christmas, and a girl was telling me that her kind of part-time job is doing background singing for Lucia and the Best Boys.
Oh my god, that's really cool. For me, like when I saw them live. I was like, oh my god, who is this?
What the fuck is this?
Sorry, this music is getting really loud. It's like, there's like a...
It's like the guy, like, who does, like... You know the guy?
The
orchestra guy?
There are many.
Like, Hank Williams or something like that? What's his name? Like, the soundtrack guy.
There are lots.
That guy.
Know? They're not all just made by the same guy.
They look young, though. Like, yeah. He does
everything. Yeah, so sorry. It sounds like there's like monster coming over here or something. That was very dystopian.
There was a monster coming here, and it's what you can hear.
Yes. Sorry, they're English. Can I keep that in?
So tonight, it's... What's the date? Sorry, I just completely like...
It's, I don't know.
Guess who it is?
Me.
He's a... Oh, funny.
What? No, give
he's
me
a comedian.
Hint.
He's a comedian.
Billy Connolly.
No, but he's called Bill. Yeah, it's Bill Bailey.
Oh, right, wow. But why does he have such dramatic music?
I don't know. And then tomorrow...
Pretty cool.
Tomorrow's Emily Sandé.
Oh my god!
I fucking loved her when I was little.
Yeah.
Go ahead and laugh, because it's funny.
I used to dance to that song at dance class, and I would sing it in the car on the way home. It was so good.
I wanted to... I'll be your clown.
Did you see Kim Gordon on her Instagram? She did the Charlie XCX Apple
TikTok. Yeah, I saw that, and some guy was teaching it
so
to her.
So random. Oh, I love that for her. She's so cool. Like, I saw a tweet recently that was like, imagine being the guy who cheated on Kim Gordon, and it's like literally how.
But see her daughter with Thurston Moore, she looks like Chloe Sevigny.
She does,
and it's really weird.
She just got engaged.
Oh really?
But
good for her.
I know, good for her. Like, they look happy, and she's like 30 now.
Oh wow. Because Kim Gordon's like 70, which is mental.
Is she?
I think she's kind of
No, I actually think she is. Yeah. Because she's a little bit older than, like, she's a little bit older than all of the other, like, artists that were in that time. Like,
in that generation. Or, like Shirley Manson. I just fucking love Shirley Manson.
I love Shirley Manson.
I watched the
transcript. See, we are going to play this back when she's on the pod.
When she's on the pod? There's...
Guys, please, we're calling it a pod, ironically.
I know.
We're just girls.
There's a... I watched the Transmit set of Garbage, and they were warming up for Liam Gallagher. Obviously. So at the end of the set, she was kind of like, right, I don't think any of you know who the fuck we are. And then the whole crowd went like, woo!
That's,
so it's like all these like indie kids with bucket hats.
But Shirley Manson is a queen. Please, hello, Shirley, if you're listening to this. We love you.
Yeah.
And I love all of her stage outfits.
I know, she's cool. Coolest. She's from Stockbridge in Edinburgh. Yeah. Which is really interesting. I wouldn't have thought that. Because it's like super nice from there. Yeah, enough about Shirley.
I know, we could talk about Shirley Manson, Kathy Hannah, all day. Transmit?
Transmit,
We didn't go to Transmit, so I don't think we have very much to say about that.
Well, I was like...
I wasn't even here, I was out of the country.
I had the mentality of like, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
But like, I also didn't want to go.
I know, I like... See, last year, Pulp were playing, Pulp were headlining, actually. Which I had a lot of people complaining about. I really wanted to see both Pulp and Garbage, but I didn't end up going either year.
Did Garbage play last year as well?
No.
All right.
I would have gone if both of them were playing, I think. Mm-hmm. It's just because it was only one of the bands.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy a ticket. I also think the tickets are pretty expensive.
That's kind of what put me off. Like, I think it was... I don't want to say for sure.
For a day?
I think so, something like that.
Something about that.
And it was the day that was by far the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they have a lot of really good smaller bands.
Yeah, they do. Like, Majesty Pam played, Gallus.
Soapbox played as well. Yeah. And like, Dead Pony played, but on a bigger stage.
Yeah.
Wonder Horse played. I watched that on the BBC iPlayer with my TV license, because I definitely have a TV license. And like, I love Wonder Horse so much. I don't know if you like them that much.
I don't listen to them really.
But they're kind of like Radiohead, but you also don't like
I'm
Radiohead.
I'm not a Radiohead listener either. Oh my god, controversial.
But that's like my thing, so I'm not that edgy.
That's like my
it's
thing.
Like my thing. Ew. No, Wonder Horse is really cool. And then there's a singer called like TTSFU or something.
Oh, right, okay.
Who's playing at the Tenement Trail.
Oh, we'll definitely be in attendance.
Yeah, I hope so. So we went to the Tenement Trail last year, but Nina, why don't you tell us how you found it last year?
Okay. So I actually really enjoyed Tenement Trail last year.
Yeah.
This is 2023. This I really like the lineup.
Yeah.
We saw
so many bands.
Tina Sandwich.
And St.
Like
Luke's.
Two songs.
Yeah.
We kind of missed a lot of that. We saw Lacuna in Barrowlands 2.
Yeah, and we saw Swim School, a tiny bit of Swim School.
At proper
Barrowlands. In the real bars. Well, like the bigger.
Yeah, the bigger stage. One. And we saw...
Who else did we see?
You saw... You didn't see, but you heard Melange.
I heard Melange.
Van Winkle.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of people, actually.
I can't remember many.
I'm blanking. Oh, we saw Man, Woman, Chainsaw.
We
London
did.
I like them.
It was different. I mean,
yes.
We met up with my sister and her boyfriend, and her boyfriend said something like, it was just private school indie rock or something.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I mean, I very much got like the vibe. They had the Beba Doobie style.
Do you think?
Do you know what I mean? I mean clothing-wise.
Oh, yeah, clothing-wise,
There's the, you know, there's the girls that you can tell that buy all their clothes from Depop, and they're getting, like, they're paying £100 for, like, vintage baby tees.
Yeah.
Like that was the kind of vibe I was getting.
But they had a good look. I thought they looked really cool.
Yeah, they definitely did.
And they were all, like, supermodels.
Yes.
So it was...
Don't trust an indie band if all of them are hot.
I could see the vision. I just don't think I was ready for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think it was...
One song that they had, Back Burden, that I... Like, it is on my playlist. Uh-huh. I do like it. It gives, like, kind of an Elastica vibe.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, I mean, when we were... I remember just after the gig, they were outside with their friends.
Yeah.
And one of the girls was like, people here just don't get it. She was like, yeah, like the crowd, like in London, like they're all, they just get it. But here they just didn't get it. And I was like, maybe she's
I think
right.
It's just a bit too on the nose. Because I think people in Glasgow, like I was seeing this the other day, have this thing about like, I feel like you're kind of, you're made fun of if you're like being too serious, like taking yourself too seriously. And like... Hate
I guess
to say
they,
it,
if they're a bit more silly, like if they're a bit sillier.
Who else did we see at Tenement Trail?
We saw Big Girls Blows. And we saw
Junk Pops.
We saw Junk Pops. They did a Psycho
Killer. They did Psycho Killer by
cover.
Talking Heads.
That was cool.
That was very good. The energy, because Big Girls Blows and Junk Pops were the last bands to play.
Yeah, before
Kills. Oh, the Secret Act.
Yeah, the Secret Act.
But yeah, so they were playing at McKill's and the energy was just really good.
It was, and everyone, I guess it was that time of the night where everyone was a wee bit tipsy and like, you know, it was packed in McKill's. McKill's is a tiny, tiny wee place. Or it
can feel very small because it's long.
Yeah.
So
it fills up quickly.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we saw Big Girls Blush, Junk Pops, Man, Woman, Chainsaw,
Lacuna, Swim School, Tina Sandwich,
Pink Wafer.
We saw Pink Wafer. They're silly.
I really like them. Yeah. We interviewed them at House Guest also.
Yeah.
So.
No, Tenement Trail, all in all, I'm excited for this one this year.
Yes, I think the lineup is looking good so far.
Yeah,
we've got Lacuna again, PVC. Mm-hmm. Very, very good band. Who else?
There's that singer called like TTSFU or something, and she's really cool. I think she's like, I want to say she's in a band called Duvet as well.
Oh, right, okay.
And I remember when they kind of first came about, and I thought they were quite cool. So she's like the solo from that. And then there's one called Redolent who are playing, who are, they're all right. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. There was someone else that was on the lineup that was like, wow. Yay.
Wow. D-Backs are playing. They just played at King Tut's Declan Welsh. So Declan Welsh went on stage, I think. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. And then Declan Welsh is playing at Tenement
Trail.
We saw Declan Welsh at the Gaza thing. Were you not there?
No, he was
not.
Oh,
shit. Never mind.
At St. Luke's with Tina Sandwich.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I wish I was there. I think that's when I was on holiday as well.
I think so.
Yeah, so there's tons of stuff honestly happening right now. There's hello.
Hello,
gorgeous. It's so shiny.
Oh.
Okay. So tomorrow is the 27th. And
what's happening tomorrow?
A lot. A lot is happening tomorrow. Yeah, so I'm actually a bit annoyed about this because there's three things happening tomorrow that I want to go to, but obviously I can't be in three places at once, unfortunately. And I already have tickets for one of them. So tell us about your plans for tomorrow.
So tomorrow is Saturday, the 27th.
Of July.
And of July.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the Glasgow Music Scene Fair. So it's a scene fair, but it's all the people doing tables are all music scenes specifically. Which I think is really cool. But let me just find... I'll tell you who's all tabling at this event.
And who are playing Conscious Pilot.
Yeah. Have we seen them before?
I have not seen them.
I don't think I have either. So this is it's at a place called The Deep End in, like, Govan Hill or something?
Govan Hill or something? I don't
Govan
know.
Hill Baths Community Trust. And I'll tell you who's tabling. That's Coin sad. Operated Press... Maza Zine, Girls Bite Back, but Girls Spit Like Girl.
As
in Riot Girl. A Studded Turtle, Same with an exclamation mark, Me, Kirsty E. Watts, And the two bands playing are Conscious Pilot, as we just said, and Bess Holt. Yeah, I think it's going to be really cute.
That sounds fun, because we went to the Glasgow Zine Library Zine Fair, didn't we?
And CCA.
At the CCA in May. That was really fun. I thought that, that was a very good event. We went to the actual zine fair part of it. We got some stuff. I basically just got posters, which is kind of fake of me. I don't even know if I actually got a zine.
The only issue I find with these things is like, because it's all like independent local things, you feel terrible walking away with nothing.
Yeah, because like, sometimes I want to stop and look at the stuff, but maybe it's a bit expensive, or maybe it's not what I thought it was, and I stopped, which is a bit, makes you feel a bit guilty.
But it was a really cool day, and I think they should do them more often.
I do as well. I don't think it should just be annual. Like,
no.
Obviously, it must be expensive for them, for the Glasgow Zine Library, but, you know, even if it was just like a twice a year kind of thing. Because we also, we did the drop-in zine making.
Yeah.
Oh, and so we saw Kay Patrick talk about their book, their new poetry collection, actually.
See,
Three Births, I think it's called.
So, Nina, what do you want out of this podcast? Like, what is...
Fame.
Fame.
Money.
Fortune. Yeah.
I would like to talk to some cool musicians. We're like, obviously this episode is just the two of us. Actually, we have a secret guest here who has been very quiet this whole time.
It's Bill Bailey.
But no, that for future episodes we will be interviewing people.
Yeah,
so we're gonna be having local musicians. It's gonna be very like Glasgow based, like Glasgow. Yeah, and so I think I would like to you know, to platform some voices. And also, I don't think that the Glasgow scene has a big, not a big podcast, but any really podcast at all. I don't really think that there is like a podcast for the Glasgow scene that's like really like what we are planning on doing.
Yeah.
There's no podcast in Scotland that has a squirrel as one of their co-hosts. So I think we're really breaking some boundaries with that one.
And a Dalmatian. If you wave your arms like you're doing a doggy paddle swim, then the squirrels come right up to your feet.
We're doing it right now and it's ignoring us, so this is getting a bit embarrassing.
A wee bit embarrassing. But there's Scott Sound podcast.
Yes, there is Scott Sound. But I don't know, like, I just really want to keep it casual.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to do little sections, like have our guests kind of talk about, you know, albums that they're really loving right now, like gigs that they've been to recently that they've really enjoyed, and kind of help it like be a platform for smaller bands as well. Like, we're not just looking at like the most popular ones, and also talking to people who aren't in bands,
in the
people
industry.
Who are like, yeah, like people from the industry that are doing other things, like photography, promoters, like
journalists.
I don't really know any journalists. We're the only journalists in Scotland, unfortunately.
Obviously.
So
because we're
the most famous anyway.
And then
check out our 98 followers on Message From Home Pod.
99
Instagram.
99.
I swear to God, we had 100. Who the fuck would have followed us?
But there was like, there used to be a podcast called Tilt.
Yes.
In like 2020, 2021. And it was like actually really good.
Yeah.
Like the guy used to interview, like most people, he interviewed Dead Pony before they were Dead Pony. They were a customer now. So he interviewed someone from Las Vegas and like, it was such a good podcast. It was so natural as well.
Yeah.
Like, it was just flowing.
I'd like for us to, yeah, to just, like, have something that's not so much, like, a structured interview, but more just a conversation.
Yeah, like, we're open to tangents.
Yes.
Even if...
Clearly.
Yeah.
I think we've displayed that really well so far.
Oh, God. I know.
But, yes, we're open to just kind of letting people... yap about what they love to do.
Yeah, this one's for the yappers. Like,
this one's for the yappers.
Yeah, and just like, if you're kind of nosy, I feel like this hopefully will be fun. It's very niche though, isn't it? Like the Glasgow music scene.
Yeah, I think it's like maybe the people who are actually in it, although there's not that many, maybe
it's a small
there's
world.
More people than we think. You
know? I think so, because
we'll probably relate to this because there's no one else that's really talking about these little things.
Yeah, like there's so many areas.
Like, who wants to talk about the bathrooms at Variety Bar?
I do.
Same.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
I want to talk about like DJs. I don't know any DJs, but like, you know, we could find out about
Thurston
DJs.
Thurston Moore. He's terrifying. He's so tall. If you've ever met Thurston Moore or seen him in real life, like at a gig, that man.
Well, for context, he was in Sonic Youth, or still is, I don't know.
No, Sonic Youth are not together anymore.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, he cheated on Kim Gordon.
Did he?
Yes. Have you not read her book?
No.
Oh my god. Okay.
I'm such a fake fan.
We need to give Margot a history lesson. So Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore were married and they were in Sonic Youth. He cheated on her. I'm pretty sure he's married to the woman he cheated on her with now.
Wow.
And they got divorced. They have a daughter together who is now like in her 30s.
Oh, and we were talking, she looks like Chloe Sevigny.
She does look like Chloe Sevigny. And when they got divorced, Sonic Youth broke up.
Okay, okay. I'm clued up now.
Yeah, you're welcome. Way.
But Thurston Moore, so he was in Mono, like, last 2 weeks ago with Devin Ross.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really interesting.
She's on his label.
Yeah. So... they met in, like, New Yorkers. Like, it's all very, like, romanticized, I think. Like, the whole, like, they, like, struck a chord and they became besties.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly.
Who else is on his label? Big Joni.
Are they on his label?
Yeah, I think they like their US releases are on his label.
That's cool.
Which I actually have no idea what it's called, so sorry, Thurston.
Big Joni, they supported...
The Breeders.
Did they?
Yeah, and St. Vincent. I saw the one they supported.
You're joking. I love The Breeders. They're like my favourite band.
But it wasn't here. They didn't play here.
No.
It was in like other places in Europe, like Germany and stuff.
Right. I know they supported Idols as well, but I'm not like mad about Idols. I don't listen to them. They're kind of cool, but like I just can't. It's just not my thing. So
But yeah, I really like Big Joni actually. But I saw Big Joni open for St. Vincent in Edinburgh actually a couple of years ago.
That's cool.
And they were very good. I really like their bassist. I think she's really cool. Estelle.
Cool.
I love her style as well.
Yeah. Well, who's like your favourite band at the moment?
Stereolab.
When's it not? Stereolab. I feel like no one knows about them.
Everyone knows about Stereolab. Okay. Well, I feel like if you are like a music, you're like nerdy about music, then you probably know about Stereolab because they're more popular than people think because they are popular across a lot of genres.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, if you listen to like hip hop or something, then you probably know about Stereolab as well because especially like 90s stuff. Because
did they sample
a lot of stuff? A lot of Stereolab are sampled quite often by a lot of people, and they were doing a lot like in the 90s for the kind of electronic pop kind of vibe. Now not so much. Like probably a lot of their fan base are people who did listen to them in the 90s and are now older, but there are a lot of new fans. I've seen them a couple of times live and both times they have had like younger people in the crowd, especially in London.
Oh really?
Yeah, see when I saw
the cool
Londoners, there was like a couple of American girls and they were talking to these English boys and they were like, oh god, I'm not gonna do an American accent, sorry, no offense to any American listeners, but they were like talking about how they were like studying there and they like Stereolab.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah,
it's like
they're quite
Nina,
universal.
Nino's exposing her like Stan Twitter past and saying
no.
And there was like this American boy who was really into Stereolab and he's like friends with him or something.
No, because like Letizia Sidier, who is the singer in Stereolab, follows him on Twitter and I'm like so jealous of him. That should be me. I love her and she's so cool. If you're listening to this, Letizia Sidier, please come on our podcast, please. I actually would not be able to talk the whole time because she's like she's quite intimidating.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, like her vibes, I think it's because she's just really cool and like she's pretty like laid back and she's very like
French people are like pretty mysterious.
you would know. You're half mysterious.
Yeah, like my mom will say something really interesting about like her family, and then we're like, oh my god, and then she's like, well, you know, like she's like, it doesn't matter, like it's like, no, but it's cool. Yeah. And my dad's just like, I used to steal gooseberries and like smoke.
That's so like whimsical of him.
I know. He's just a forager. Like.
Yeah. No, my mom is my mom, and she's like an oversharer.
I
take after her oversharing, which is I literally said to Margo before we started this, I've set a rule for myself not to overshare. So hopefully I can keep that up. So my dad is the complete opposite. So I think a lot of dads are like that though. Mm. You know, you find out random lore about them.
Oh my god, yeah. I know, literally, and like, because I'm going to Norway next week with my besties, Shania and Jenna. And we're staying with Jenna's dad.
I'm not the bestie.
No, you're not. Like, come on. You're not from Inverness. Like, you don't understand. You don't understand the things we've been through together. Yes. But like, her dad, she was like warning us about he might say some controversial things, but I was like, my granny literally calls me fat, like it's fine, like I can deal with anything, like it's totally fine.
Well, what like new albums have you been liking?
Oh my god, I listened to a bit of Sclero. But Brat, I really liked it because I was listening it in the gym, and like there was this one song,
Gym Girl.
I'm barely like, I literally buy a day pass like once a week. and like there's one song where she talks about how she feels like she looks at her friends who have kids and stuff, and she feels like she's scared that that will never be her. But then it goes from that.
All the time. And it goes to 365.
Yeah, like literally, like it's like, what the hell? But it's really interesting. I really like it.
Yeah. I really like Brat. Like you were saying, like, I like that there is a varying kind of like topics on songs. Like I really like 365 is a great song, but I like listening to it like right after, I think about it all the time, where she's like, I don't know, like, will I miss all my freedom if I have kids and stuff like that? It's like really funny because, but like good for her. Like I don't know. And do you like the extra songs on like Brat? But it's not because
it's three more songs. Like,
what's one of them called?
There's Spring Breakers.
Oh yeah, and, I like that one.
Yeah, that was good. And Guess.
I don't know it.
I think it's really funny because it's like the lyrics are like, you want to guess the color of my underwear.
Oh
so okay. People were talking about it on TikTok and saying like, this is like me singing this song when I'm literally wearing like Marks and Spencer's underwear my mom bought me.
Yeah. Like, where it's like the Primark like £1 thongs.
Yeah.
That disintegrate.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good album, and I think the conversation like that a lot of, that's come out of it a lot has been like, fun music is back. Like everyone's been saying this also because of Chapel Rowan's album. And
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. And yeah, so I think that that is a good thing. Like people kind of, you know, doing something a bit different with their music and like just making it fun again.
And something as well that I like is The Girl So Confusing with Lorde.
Yes, like, I love that.
I like how kind of no matter,
it's quite relatable.
It's very relatable. And like these are two like really famous women, but like you can relate on like the way it's written. It's like written in a way that is like relatable for every girl.
Yeah.
Or woman. My sister's boyfriend, we were out one night, and he was like, so what happened between Lorde and Charlie? Like, what happened? And I was like, so, basically.
Yeah, I know. I really like it. But also, I think people saying, you know, oh, like, finally fun music is back. Like,
it was always
there. Just not making enough effort to find it. Yeah. Like, maybe you're just listening to Phoebe Bridgers too much.
These poor people. I love her. But
I don't really listen to Phoebe Bridgers because I just think her music is like so depressing, and I don't really listen to depressing music.
I try not to, but I was on the bus once and I listened to Scott Street. Mm-hmm. You know, like anyway, don't be the stranger.
We've been singing a lot. Something about holding a microphone.
She wanna sing, but I was like nearly crying on the bus. It was embarrassing. Well, it wasn't embarrassing because I didn't cry, but like
I've cried.
It just made me really sad. Have you?
Yeah, cry on the bus all the time. No, just kidding. Not all the time, but I used to.
Really?
Just like, yeah.
I feel like it's an experience, isn't it? It's like one of these things that you maybe have to do once, and then
yeah, sure. Or like five times.
Really, like 5 times.
But yeah, I mean, good, like fun music is back, it's also always been here. So
yeah, you just have to dig a wee bit deeper. But I think maybe people mean it's in the mainstream, like majorly in the mainstream,
which I think is good. But also, like a lot of mainstream songs are still fun. Like for me,
oh yeah, definitely.
I think it's just that a lot of new artists are coming out recently and like getting quite popular, and they are, you know, topping the charts, as opposed to people like Taylor Swift or Ariana Grande, who are kind of like have been around for longer and are a given kind of.
Yeah, and they make fun music, but it's a fun, as in like with like Chapel Row and our Trilix Sex, there's like a realness behind it, whereas I feel sometimes with like Taylor Swift or Ariana Grande,
because they're so kind of manufactured, that like it feels like how they can't really have as authentic, like that sounds really mean, but like the maybe things they're singing about, like their experiences aren't as authentic because they're not just like going out and like going to a club and just like,
yeah,
you know, Charlie XCX sings about going to a club and like doing drugs, and like Chapel Row is singing about these relationships she's having, and it's like, yeah, this is not really happening for Taylor Swift. Yeah, like, she just gets like her security to like walk her around and stuff like that.
And she like creates volcanic eruptions in the cities that she goes to.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't know, Chapel Row. She might be on that level soon, but like not right now. Mind you, when Charlie comes to Glasgow, I think
I'm going.
There's
going to
be a single. Do you? Are you with your sister?
Yes.
Oh my God. She's going to be like hounded.
I know. But yeah, so I think the gig will be good.
Yeah, it should be.
So like, Margot, what do you want out of this podcast? We've already kind of spoken about that a little bit, but what like are you looking for out of this? Not like fame. That was just a like joke, guys. Just kidding, please make me famous.
I'm looking just to like have a nice sweet podcast, hopefully regular. Like I feel like if it's regular, that's kind of like the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And then
I mean, this is not really, I know that we struggled a little bit with the microphones, but it's not really taking that much effort. So I think we definitely could do this, you know, fortnightly.
Yeah, and like I think it's just something nice to do, especially in winter. Like I find winter's really hard here. I think it would be nice to like have a reason to like do something creative. Mm-hmm. It can be hard to get inspired,
even just have a little yap, because just sometimes like you really feel like isolating yourself in winter, and this gives us a reason to get coffee and talk.
Exactly. And we've got some really good ideas for like topics to speak, like people to speak to, and I'd really like to, there's things we can talk, like music is something that's involved in everyone's life, and I feel like you can talk about mental health and music, like, you know, being a woman in music, or like transgender, non-binary, whatever, even like a male experience, you know, like people's experiences and like their, there's just so many, there's so many things you can touch on. And Glasgow's obviously a very small place. I think we could definitely go other places.
Yes, definitely. I think Edinburgh is not really like, I've never really explored the musical landscape in Edinburgh. That sounds like a very fancy way of putting it, but like
I've never explored the musical landscape.
Yeah, I don't know many Edinburgh bands. Like, I don't really know anyone from Edinburgh who's like involved in their scene. Obviously, you're not from Glasgow, so
there's a few.
What's going on in Inverness?
What's going on in Inverness?
Yeah,
there's like a.
Pigeon.
There's a bar called the Market Bar who do like live music, but last time I went there, the woman, I asked for like Baby Guinness, she didn't know where it was, and she was like, oh, does that have, she said, oh, does that have Baileys and like Kahlua, I think that's what's in it.
Yeah.
And she just gave me the bottles and two glasses and was like, you just pour it yourself.
Wow.
So if you want a massive baby, if you want a daddy Guinness, you should go to the Market Bar in Inverness. But in terms of what's happening, when I go back to Inverness, I don't go for music stuff. Like, it's just see my family and, like, go for walks.
I mean, you know, like, Glasgow is probably, for both of us the most important kind of musical place.
Yeah, definitely. For us.
I'm from the South Side, but I can't say that there's... Well, I don't know. Haven't lived there in a while.
The South
Side
is pretty
boring when I lived there. It was just... It left. Okay. There was a wasp. But yeah, now I think the South Side is really coming up, and I'd really like to do an episode where we go there and maybe sit in Queen's Park.
Yeah, even the Glad Cafe.
Yes.
I love it there.
The Glad Cafe was really nice. I'd like to get some food there. Also, when we went there last time, they were playing Broadcast in Electro Lane. Like, yeah. Okay, they knew I was there. But yeah, so I think, as you're saying, we've got loads of ideas for kind of stuff we want to do on this.
Yeah.
We'd love to kind of explore Glasgow and beyond and tell you all about our lovely musical experience.
And we'll probably start like a TikTok. And like more like, you know, just more like visual stuff.
Do reels on Instagram. We've been doing that, but like just do more of it.
Yeah, more regularly.
Yeah.
And we both have our own things. So I do Gunshot Glitter and you do
Hot Topic.
So I think we're gonna focus on them as well.
Yep. Cause for me at least, I have been releasing issues of Hot Topic annually for the last 4 years.
Wow.
And
so four issues,
not yet, the fourth issue is not out yet.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'd really like to do it more regularly than that. I'm writing the fourth issue right now, if anybody's interested. Probably nobody is, because I swear to God, every time I release a new issue, I like my readership halves because I leave it for so long. But I'm also like on Instagram, and I also have a Substack for that.
Substack is like the kind of thing now for a lot of people.
Because people like, obviously Substack is free for most people. You can do subscriptions as well, but people aren't so interested in buying physical copies of things. I find now, which is unfortunate because I love the visual element of my zines because I make it all by hand.
Yeah.
But Substack is literally just typing it up, which is a bit depressing.
It can be. I think there's a really cool zine called Coop Domain.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're based in New Zealand, and I believe
a New Zealand accent.
So do I. It's cool.
Sorry.
It's like really silly.
Sidetrack.
But I think how they market the zines. They get the bands to kind of be the centerpiece of the zine.
Yes.
And then the fans of the bands will buy the zine. Uh-huh. And I think that's...
I used to do that more, but for the last issue, I only did one interview, which was a bit rubbish of me, but...
They're hard, though. It takes a long time, and to write them up as well.
It really does, and to make them interesting and different from each other, because I find that it's very time-consuming and obviously, like, takes a lot of planning because you're involving other people in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the kind of interview thing I struggle with because I'm really unorganized, and also I like doing things in my own time, clearly. That's why it takes me a year.
No, literally a year to write up an interview.
Yes.
And like get it.
And then by that time the bands are like, who are
They're
you?
Broken up.
Yeah, no, that's happened to me like twice. Yeah. Like, that's not even funny.
Who's like your favorite band that you've interviewed?
Big Girls Blouse.
Oh.
Yeah.
So fun.
That was I just interviewed Emmy from Big Girls Blouse. That was for the second issue, which isn't in print anymore, but if anybody wants the interview, I can type up for you.
Yeah.
And who else have I interviewed, actually? I've interviewed Brat Coven.
Mm-hmm.
They were really nice. God, I can't even remember. Not so many Glasgow bands, actually.
Yeah, neither. Well, I don't know.
You've interviewed... I lovely Nathaniel.
Oh yeah, so I interviewed Nathaniel, who's like Mr. Glasgow music scene and music scene meme
on Instagram.
He's like any gig he's
there.
He's always there. And so I interviewed him. He does music under Blushlist, but I believe he's focusing more on his new band called Bear Hug.
Something like that.
So that's really cool. Nathaniel's very involved. He's involved with every scene, but I find, not to bang on about Nathaniel, but I believe he's like more involved within like the DIY, like hardcore scene.
Scrams,
kind of vibe, which I don't know too much about.
No, me neither.
But it's interesting.
Yeah, and I definitely like to cover like a lot of different parts of the scene on this because I think it'd be easy to just be interviewing like indie rock bands.
It would
but
be easy.
Like I want, you know, I love like some of the indie pop bands that are happening right now, like the Chords.
Yeah.
I think there are lots of other avenues to explore.
I think touring bands are interesting as well because it's kind of a cop-out because you can just ask them about their other gigs and like what it's like where they live and everything.
I know, because I've already mentioned Letizia Sidier in this podcast, but she's coming to Glasgow in September and she's playing at Mono, and I'm definitely going to be there. Maybe I'm even going to go to her Edinburgh show as well.
Oh
yeah, is that the Voodoo Rooms? Have you ever been there?
I know, but I've heard of it. I've been to Usher Hall.
Me too.
Which is actually really nice.
Probably the only Edinburgh venue I've been to.
I saw Hozier there. It was like amazing.
And Angel Olsen.
Ah,
I love Angel Olsen. So talented. But yeah, so I'd love to interview her, but that's probably not going to happen because it's like quite soon.
Mm.
But also Memorials. We were discussing them the other day. They are from Brighton.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, which you've got some experience with.
I went to Brighton, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an oversized seaside. Like, it's funny, like, I, for whatever reason, before I went, I had this really nice image of Brighton in my head. And I went, and there's a settlement, but it was once a really great place, and now it's just kind of, like, died a little
bit. That's a shame.
Yeah. It's so nice, and it's still very vibrant. But
yeah.
I prefer Bristol. I've been to Bristol before and I preferred it. And I like London as well.
Yes.
But these places kind of scare me.
Yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But, so Memorials, I'm definitely going to that gig as well because I think they're great. I saw them play in London actually. They opened for Stereor Lab. Fifth mention. Mm-hmm. They'll be mentioned in every episode. I don't really care.
God.
Who's your favorite band?
It always changes.
She's whipping out her Spotify raps.
2 days ago, I came across. I met up with Leonie, like my twin sister.
Who?
Leonie! And she told me about this Jeff Buckley film called Greetings from Tim Buckley, and it's about. So she told me to watch this film called Greetings from Tim Buckley. So it's about Jeff Buckley before he's famous. And like, he became kind of noticed because he performed at a Tim Buckley Bennett, like, remembrance concert. So I watched that film. It's Penn Badgley? How do you say his name?
Yeah,
Penn Badgley. He was in Gossip Girl and You and stuff. He plays Jeff Buckley. He does a great job.
Yeah.
But like, the actual film is shit and it's like unbearable. Like, eyes were like kind of watering with cringe, like, because there's a bit, there's American, well, they're all American, but like, this one girl in like the Sony Music office or whatever is like, you know, the issue with LA is like, nobody wants to fuck me there.
Oh.
And then Jeff Buckley is like, I'll fuck you. And it's like really weird.
Oh.
But basically,
I don't know much about Jeff Buckley apart from that he dated the lovely Elizabeth Fraser.
Elizabeth Fraser. He's like my special interest.
Yeah.
I would say. Actually, Feel Bleak put on her story. You know Feel Bleak?
Yeah.
She's really good.
She has a monorail back.
Of course she does, with that cap on. That's so
cute. I'm just kidding. I love monorail, best record shop in Glasgow.
That's really cool. I do love it. What was I going to say?
Tim. Jeff.
Feel Bleak. So she put on her story. So she's playing Belladrum this weekend, but she put on her story the other day. She was like, oh, I was meant to do this a few years ago, but I thought that Dave Laurie, Jeff Buckley's ex-manager, was sending me signals for his book. Lol.
Oh my God.
So I think she had like a mental breakdown by the sounds of it. And like, but I've read that book. It's like my favorite book, and it's like all about him. And like, it's all about Jeff Buckley. It's really interesting. And he dated Elizabeth Fraser from Cockle Twins and This Mortal Coil. And so my favourite song right now is called Kangaroo, and it's not a This Mortal Coil song, but they covered it from Big Star, who are like an old 70s band, I think. And it's a really nice song. So that's my favourite song right now.
Oh, I didn't ask you that though. I asked you what your favourite artist is.
I didn't actually ask you that though.
Don't give a fuck.
I like the Breeders right now.
Yeah.
I just love the Breeders. I love Kim and Kelly Deal. Kim they're just Kelly. They're really, and they're twins, so I get them, you know.
Okay.
And they're really like yeah, I don't know, I just love them. I think they're really cool.
Yep. I love I Wait For You in Heaven. What's, I don't know what the name
is. Is that a Breeders song?
Yeah. It's from Pod.
Oh shit, I don't.
Oh, so Fortunately Gone.
Okay. It's oh wait, no, I know that one. So, I like When I Was a Painter, I Painted You Well.
We're singing too much.
I know. It's so bad.
Yeah, I definitely like the Breeders, and I really wish that they played in Glasgow with Big Joni, because I would have gone.
Yeah.
But I think it was just like Germany, maybe France. But yeah, if we're asking what, I don't actually have a favorite song ever.
Ever.
No.
Do you have, like, a monthly favorite? Like, what's like, your most listened to song right now?
I can't even look at my last FM right now. What? I'm actually really enjoying Five Liz Gold.
Oh, yeah.
Or Five Liz Gold. No, God, wait, what? It's they pronounce it Five Liz Glauk.
Like, but what the fuck? Yeah.
In my opinion, because I get to decide how their band name is pronounced, it should be Feevilus Glock.
What's about Feevil the Mouse or something?
Yeah,
like and, the cartoon.
I mean, that's a French word, and that's how it would be pronounced in French.
I think so.
So, but then the singer of the band is French, so I don't want to doubt her.
They were like pretentious as fuck, but I quite liked it.
Macklemore, hit me up. They were super cool. We saw them at the Flying Duck, actually. My that first time at the Flying Duck.
Yeah.
That was June the 7th,
I believe. A while. Oh, you remember. Yeah.
I do.
Fievel, Glock. They're actually pretty cool. If you get a chance to see them, mm-hmm. It's worth it.
You should. But then they're kind of jazz poppy.
Yeah. But like, is he the...
He's a keyboardist.
The keyboardist, he jumped off the stage. It was so unnecessary. He jumped off the stage.
It was like a low, very low stage as well.
And he didn't even jump into the crowd. He jumped at the side and I think he's fucked his knee or something.
Yeah, like, that's really mean. But now they're like posting, well, he's been posting on their Instagram about like, hey guys, like, do you recommend any physiotherapists?
So sad.
Like, I really hope he's okay, but like, I'm sorry that I had to witness that, and also why?
But it's so dark in there. Like, they went really in is. And you couldn't find the toilet. And I remember your hands like.
Went I was like feeling about because I don't.
You're feeling
up. I truly like. I don't know why. Like, maybe my eyes just weren't adjusting to the darkness in there, but like
not
I felt
Taurus, no for ginger, Jesus,
what the hell, guys? I'm not. I please, I promise. But yeah, I just there was like some pillars as well because it's like an underground venue. But I thought I was gonna walk into one, so I was like my arms were out. I was like feeling about trying to get to the toilet.
Oh, it's a nice.
And then Macklemore was there, and I got embarrassed.
Yeah, then you peed yourself.
Not true. No fact check on that. But she was, I just thought it was really funny because we were inside, like, as I said, it was June, so like summer months. I didn't have my jacket on. I had a long sleeve top and jeans on, but I didn't have my jacket on. She was walking around in a turtleneck with a jumper over it and her like puffy coat and a scarf. And I was like, okay, love that for her.
Yeah, a cold French woman. Her girl.
Yeah. She lives in Belgium, though. Oh. Brussels is really nice. Have you been to Brussels?
No, but I've been to Bruges.
Lovely.
So my mum and dad, I hear some of my parents, but like, they love Tintin, and there's like a Tintin museum.
There was like a mural in Brussels.
Actually,
he's
Belgian. He's Belgian.
He's Belgium. Well, fun fact. One of my skill teachers, it was her primary class. Do you know? And the Balamori theme song where it's like
Balamori.
She was in the class of children who were singing in the Balamori theme song.
Really?
Yeah.
She must be really young then, because that came out when we were babies.
She's probably like about 10 years older than me.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Or probably more than a little bit more than that. But
do you remember Jumping Josie? She was like Josie Jump. No, Josie Jump. That's it.
I liked the the teacher, but I can't remember her name. But she had that like wheel that like she changed for the weather. Yeah. And I've been to like Tobermory, which is where it's filmed, because my dad's auntie lived near there. And it's like, I was like, oh my God, guys, we're here.
We're here in Ballymore.
Scotland reference. This whole thing's a Scotland reference.
Yeah.
I think if you're not Scottish and you're listening to this, or at least if you don't live in Scotland, it'd probably be a bit confusing.
Yeah.
Because we're like, what's up the flying dock?
I know, I was just going to say that. The flying dock and then monorail, now we're in Kelvingo Park.
Yeah. You guys are going to get some good. I think if you're not from Glasgow, or if you've just like moved to Glasgow or you're based in Glasgow, this is probably a good podcast to listen to.
I hope so. Maybe we can give, if you're like a bit of a music nerd. Yeah.
And band recommendations.
Yeah.
Definitely listen to this. And also if you're in the scene, listen to this, because we love a bit of gossip.
Yeah.
We love a bit of Gotham. But yeah, so definitely follow us on Instagram. It's messagefhpod, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, the squirrel will be on the Instagram.
Give us a shot, because we're open to new people. Like, it's not, you know, you don't have to be in to be in. You know, you can just be a music fan.
Yeah, but like, we're interested in, you know, what you guys have to say. We're definitely like looking forward to any like ideas. If you want to come on, if you just have a bit of like constructive criticism for us, we're gonna get like fluffy things for our microphones.
Yeah, the wind protectors, whatever. Yeah,
and try not to record it in some like public windy park. Yeah. But if you have any suggestions of places that we could record it, like that, would
let us know actually, because we're stuck.
We're pretty stuck because we're not really in the financial situations to be like renting a studio or anything like that, or buying fancy microphones. We have the £20 Amazon microphones, and they're, you know,
it's doing the job.
It's doing the job.
Yeah,
which is all that really matters.
Let us yap. That's all we want.
Yeah.
So
the right to yap. But yeah, anything you'd like to say? Oh, follow us on Instagram. I've already said that. Yeah. But it's messagefhpod.
On Instagram, and we'll probably set up like a TikTok there, I guess, if we want to be more
hip.
Yeah, if we want to hit the algorithms, you know, we're gonna have to. I'd love to make merch as well one day. This is all thinking ahead, but hopefully you guys can help us with this,
because we would like to do kind of some merch, even if that's just simple like badges or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just badges.
I've got my Hot Topic like stickers, which were not that expensive to print, so. We'll definitely do something like easy and simple like that soon. Mm-hmm. So if you guys would like to support that, then just like keep listening.
Yeah.
Like, follow us. Come up to us on the street and ask for an autograph. That would really help. Maybe even a selfie. But it's £5 for about a selfie.
We charge for these. Yeah. Nothing for free in this life.
Mm-mm. No.
Especially not feet pics.
So... be nice to us. We're just new at this. Mm-hmm. And sorry if this has been really shit. Like, what if we listen back to this and it's like unlistenable?
We're like, this is actually painful.
But no, it's actually really exciting. We're super excited.
I'm really excited. And if this is shit, so be it. You know?
We'll get better.
You live and you learn. Like,
this is fine. our first
job.
Yeah. But yes, so any famous podcast producers listening to this,
help a girl out. But thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
And we will get this out in the world ASAP.
Yeah.
And we will see you on the
next
episode.
I have no idea when the next episode is gonna be. Like, we can't
we don't know.
Promises.
We'll figure it out.
We are hoping that it'll be like every couple of weeks.
Yeah, like something regular.
Yeah. But I think the first one will just be like testing the waters, and also like the editing process, the uploading. We have no fucking clue how to upload a podcast to Spotify.
Yeah,
but hopefully it'll be on there. Follow us on Spotify. I'm pretty sure you can like follow podcasts.
Yeah, I think you can, and you get like emails and stuff if you want.
So keep up to date, like just watch the space, I guess.
But yeah, thanks again for listening.
Thank you.
We will see you later.
Thank you so much.
You have to deal with
many dog comments. Mm. So many.
But that's okay. Yeah. And we will see you later.
We'll see you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.